I love writing bills. I love writing to the electric company and the gas company because I help support hardworking staff at those companies. I feel like I'm being a philanthropist whenever I write a check to pay bills. I enjoy doing that. Sometimes I pay more than they ask. Really messes up their bookkeeping. Let me tell you about a successful failure. Sparky failed every subject in the eighth grade. Every subject. In high school, he got a zero in physics and flunked Latin, algebra, and English. He didn't do much better in sports. Although he managed to make the school's golf team, he promptly lost the only important match of the season. There was a consolation match. He lost that too. Sparky was socially awkward, not actually disliked by the other students. No one cared that much. He was astonished if a classmate ever said hello to him outside the school hours. He might have fared okay in dating, but Sparky was too shy to ask. But one thing was important to Sparky: drawing. He was proud of his artwork. Of course, no one else appreciated it. In his senior year in high school, he submitted some cartoons to the editors of the yearbook. The cartoons were turned down. Despite this particular rejection, Sparky continued his quest to become a professional artist. After completing high school, he wrote a letter to the Walt Disney Studios, which asked him to send samples of his artwork, and the subject for a cartoon was suggested. Sparky spent a great deal of time drawing the proposed cartoon and other drawings he submitted. Finally, the reply came. Another rejection. So Sparky decided to write his own autobiography in cartoons. He described his childhood self, a little boy, a loser, and a chronic underachiever. This cartoon character would soon become famous worldwide. Sparky, the boy who had such lack of success in school and whose work was rejected again and again, was named Charles Schulz, creator of the Peanuts comic strip about Charlie Brown, whose kite would never fly, and who never succeeded in kicking a football. He had a slow year last year. Charlie Schulz only made $40 million. In his book, Confidence, Alan Loy McGinnis cites a beautiful example of the same point I'm making about finding your talents in the story of Yoshihiko Yamamoto of Nagoya City, Japan. When he was 6 years old, Yoshihiko's parents learned that he suffered from hydrocephalus, an abnormal accumulation of fluid on the brain, and that their son was mentally retarded. A hearing loss strangled his speech, and his IQ never tested higher than 47. But Yoshihiko acquired a new special education teacher, Takahashi Kawasaki, who liked his new, well-behaved pupil. Gradually, the boy began to smile in class and slowly learned to copy his letters from a chalkboard and to write his name. He spent long hours painstakingly copying cartoons from books and magazines. One day, Yoshihiko Yamamoto drew an accurate sketch of the Nagoya Castle. The clear lines reminded his teacher of a print. He had the boy transfer his design to a woodblock and encouraged him to concentrate on printmaking. Eventually, Kawasaki entered some of his pupil's prints in an art contest. He won first place. Today, bankers and shopkeepers buy the student's work to adorn their walls, although Yoshihiko Yamamoto does not have an IQ high as most. And has other limitations, he is doing the best he can with what he has, capitalizing on his strong points. What are your strong points? Often we don't take the risk. We just sit in an office and work, which is great. Whatever we do, I'll make this emphasis, is great. But what talent might you have that you haven't fully explored? Is it writing? Is it painting? Is it music? Is it speaking? What is it? Explore that. That's how we create abundance, by providing a service for other people, not focusing on how much money we can make. That's incidental. If money is the root of all evil, it's only because it's money being the primary goal. It's like deciding we want to do sports someday just to get some trophies on the wall. It's missing the point. But by providing a service, you can achieve abundance in life. And again, unless there are self-worth issues or beliefs about, I don't know if money's so good. What's wrong with abundance, right? As Kathleen Norris reminds us, despite the cost of living, it's still popular. Whether you work in an office in a corporation or work for yourself, there are two secrets to success in your career, especially if you work as an entrepreneur. Those two secrets are this. The first secret is to be good at what you do. Sounds obvious, but that's the first thing. Work hard, learn what you can, and be good at what you do. But the second and most difficult secret is the P word. Be good at promoting what you do. I know many people, whether they're psychotherapists, massage therapists, artists, musicians, they're good at what they do. They work really hard at it. And they'd much rather spend time honing their craft than that promotion stuff, that marketing stuff. And again, there are money issues coming in here. I don't know if you feel that way. But promotion is absolutely essential. The way I look at it is this. If you're not good at what you do, lay low for a while. You know, just lay low and work on until you're good at what you do. Practice. But if you're good at what you do, if you provide a service to other people, how can you help them if they don't know you exist? So you're not just doing a service for yourself. It's not just self-serving. You're doing a service for other people by letting them know about you. So you have to reach a point. Do you believe in yourself? Are you helpful to people? If you are, no matter what you do, promote yourself. Whether you're in a corporation, promote yourself. Let people know of the work you're doing. They're not going to mind read. And in doing so, you can make a bigger difference for other people. And if you're willing to do that, it makes a difference. Because you know what? There are a lot of people out there, and you know who some of them are, who are very good at promoting what they do and not very good at doing what they do. And sometimes those of us who are good at what we do, we kind of resent them or envy them. But instead of resenting them,